This is Ariski Daoud of Miarisk LLC, and today is the 4th of June 2020. I hope everybody's doing well. Now, in this brief opinion piece, I look at the latest announcements on military spending in the Maghreb. Just like Algeria has been doing for some time, Morocco is spending the money it does not have to procure more military equipment it will never use and without major security logic. The country is facing a collapsed economy due to the impact of COVID-19, yet its leaders found it fit to ink an arms contract with the United States, throwing out of the window $9 billion they could use to propel the Moroccan economy and create the jobs the country needs badly. Now, the kind of weapons the kingdom is procuring are completely misaligned with the threats it is facing in reality, starting with the permanent jihadi risk and, to a lesser extent, the Polisario Front in its southern border, both requiring more agile weapons system and a greater deal of intelligence work. And so it's understandable that Morocco acquires 36 Apache helicopters, as they are fit to perform the kind of counterinsurgency operations along borders and inside the country. But getting dozens of F-16 jet fighters is a very questionable move. By the way, Algeria has done the same thing with Russian equivalents, and yet the country's economy is also collapsing. So what to make of Morocco and Algeria spending on equipment they will never use while COVID-19 is guaranteeing to increase poverty? Well, let me be clear. Algeria and Morocco will never resort to military action against one another, no matter what the circumstances. They both have a lot to lose if a confrontation happens. The reality is that the two regimes do not see each other as a threat. They sure love to make noise on how bad the other one is and enjoy getting their diplomats all riled up in international venues and in the media. But I will go even further, and I will say that they protect each other's interests. Consider this. In the height of the Hirak anti-regime movement last year in Algeria, the Moroccan monarchy did not say a word in support of the Algerian people. Not out of fear of the Algerian generals, who cares, but because a successful Hirak in Algeria would stimulate social and political unrest in Morocco. You see, there are no distinctions between Algerians and Moroccans. They're the same ethnically, religiously, culturally, to a certain extent economically, and so a confrontation between the two is one of the most unlikely scenario in the current conditions. So then why Algeria and Morocco spend billions on useless hardware? Well, I don't pretend to have any answer on this, but let me speculate. If the Hirak anti-regime movement in Algeria is still work in progress, 1 year of protests during the year 2019 exposed the depth of corruption in government and business in that country. Although Algeria arrested prime ministers, cabinet ministers, businessmen, and others for widespread corruption, the investigations on these cases were conducted by the military. If the civilian administrations are so corrupt, could we assume that the military is as corrupt, if not even more? After all, at one point, the Algerian military declared budget was $11 billion. As far as I'm concerned, it still is that kind of number that we're dealing with. And without transparency, without independent watchdogs to keep an eye on spending and contracts, the generals in charge can do whatever they want, including spending money on hardware no one really needs. Some of them got caught, by the way. Amid a clan warfare pitting generals against generals, the head of the Algerian domestic intelligence, Abu Azza Wassini, was recently arrested and thrown in jail allegedly for treason. His mistake was to bet on the wrong presidential candidate, and now that President Tebboune is in power, it's payback time. During the investigation on Wassini, a raid was conducted on his house in Algiers, where officers found huge amounts of money. Now, there is a countless number of Algerian generals who bet on the wrong horse, and are now in prison or in exile. Most of them, not all, most of them are some of the country's wealthiest and richest men. Sadly, both Algeria and Morocco are facing economic abyss. Their priority should include de-escalating tension with neighbors, a position that the small country of Tunisia has always taken, rightly so, and then refocus on economic discipline, prioritizing spending, setting up real strategy of growth. But here's the thing, with the same people who bought useless, or are buying useless jet fighters and hardware still in power, let's not expect too much from them. Thank you for listening. Until the next podcast, goodbye.